Chapter 20, Convergence 2024. I'm recording this early, and I'll tell you why later. And by about this time, you know that John is probably doing the Wednesday, or he's already done it. You've heard him already with my notes. Well, I'll tell you why in a little while. This was recorded earlier than Wednesday morning, but I hope it's just as efficient in providing clear direction. Chapter 20, Convergence 2024. Oh, it's a big one. When's the last time somebody asked you about God? You know, they asked you about God. What do you think? Your mind races to the reason they asked, correct? Is it to see if I fit in? Did they ask me that? Do I want them to like me? Why are they asking me this? Do I need something from them? Should I say this or that? Or do they want me to pontificate or test me or what? Does all that go through your mind? When's the last time it happened, and how did you answer? Did you skirt the issue? Is that you? Did you skirt the issue? Did you? I don't know. The last time someone complimented your work, what was your reaction? Giving God the glory could cost you your job. Jesus could cost friends, family, your own grown children get mad at you about it. Some of you, I know that. Opportunities in business might cost you that. Giving God the glory causes war, death, destruction, terrible, terrible tragedy, it would seem, to those who believe in God and those who do not. In convergence, as I will explain, all of life is suddenly converging. Family, business, religion, and politics. Those four main titles, family, business, religion, politics, they all converge at one time. And then you decide in all of this convergence, and I'll explain convergence in a minute, a little better. In all of it, you decide where you stand. Now, Jesus knew about this. He knew this. These times would happen, both in the world and in your life, your own little bubble. And maybe even at the same time. And he gave us scripture so we'd know about it. Matthew 10:34. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. That's heavy, Daddy-O. That's heavy. There are two kinds of convergence that I have seen in the world and in your life. In the world, you can't do much about that. There's some things you can't do anything. You can't fix China, Russia, or any other country's decision to make war against another. You can, in your own life, stand or not when it comes up. Stand or not for Jesus and convergence. Church, family, business, politics, it happens. And people want to know who you are in all of it. It happens. Church, family, business, politics. The world is converging right now. Church, family, business, politics. It's all converging over one thing. And the world has been polarized by it. Those who believe in God, those who don't. Matthew 24:6-7. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. That's happening. That's like reading the times right now, isn't it? When the world and these four categories merge upon you, and all that is dear to you, you may be the only thing that affects a positive result in anything or everything around you. How you believe in God, how you handle and direct your family, what type of example you are in your business, your life choices, who you vote for and why. Why is that important? Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. People choose to serve and teach incorrect doctrine. Some people mean to do it. Some people don't mean to do it. They're deceived. They don't get it. They do it wrong. People choose to serve, and teach incorrect doctrine in their family, business, politics, their beliefs, their religion. Don't do that. I don't like to use the word religion. It bugs me. As a believer, I believe in the gospel. And Christians right now, it's a loose term. People call all kinds of things Christian. Don't do that. Believe in the book, exactly what it says, Isaiah 5, 19 through 21. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Wow, that's heavy, huh? We know a few of those people, and we've seen that person in the mirror before. It's embarrassing, isn't it? It is. But a new creation in Christ, we want to stay that way. The world stands against God in all areas of life on this earth. Yeah, it's the worst it's ever been. It's always been there. The world has always fought against God. But it's about as bad as it's ever been in history. Convergence is the biggest test of mankind. Yeah, might be the biggest test for you or me. Family, religion, politics, business, layered one atop the other. Lined up perfectly with God or not with God. There's nothing in between. Nothing. You can't almost be lined up or kind of lined up. There's nothing in between. You're either lined up with God or you're lined up against God. Choose, as did Joshua so many years ago, thousands of years ago. He was faced with the same issue. Everybody had all kinds of different versions of God. And Joshua handled it like this. Joshua 24:15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you're living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Wow, dudes, that about says it. Convergence. I think I need to give you some examples. Well, there's been a lot of them, but I'm just going to give you a couple. 1 AD to 33 AD, Jesus Christ was born. The world becomes polarized. Jesus versus everything else. Convergence. There it is. There it is. World War I and II. 1939, 1942, World War I was before that. Good versus evil. Same thing. Convergence. All of it. Family, business, belief system. Wow. Job. Independence of Israel, May 14, 1948. The independent state of Israel was proclaimed. The armies of Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria invaded almost immediately after the May 14th declaration. Jesus, God, versus everything and everybody. Convergence. It was all in one thing. Everybody's in belief system, everybody's work, everybody's everything. Family, everything. All on the line, either lined up with God or without God. What about you? In your house, business, church, America, what will any of you do faced with such division? How would you react with a gun over your family and the bad guys asking the question, do you believe in Jesus or the state? Yeah, Jesus or the state. It happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel. Yeah. Worship the king or die. They chose to walk through the fire. Could you or I? Now God saved them. It says in Revelation that the Antichrist will ask the same question. Worship me or die? Wow, is it any different at work, in the office, at home? What will you say to keep the peace? Will you cave or laugh it off or stand strong? Will you take the mark for your family? Will you take the mark for your own life? Wow. It's hard questions, isn't it? For those who prevail and say and do the hard thing, for those who profess competent, real, authentic faith and authority in the Word of God, there is a scripture. Psalm 91, 7. Actually, I have A and B, kind of. A and B. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right side, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Now, there's more that comes with that, but at the end of it, I thought I'd write that in. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Will that be me or you? I don't know. When it comes to that moment, when convergence is everything, when convergence comes, it's everything is everything. What our example causes in that moment, what our children see, what our spouse sees, family, co-workers, the enemy himself. Oh yeah, the enemy is watching, that's right. What the enemy sees in you and me, who will you serve in that moment? Who will I serve, the devil or the Lord? Matthew 12:30. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Oh man, that's harsh. You see, it's not enough to believe in God. Demons believe in God. Demons don't own your company or your life. You do. And God gave it. He gave it to you, to us. And he gave you the freedom to pick the hard road. The narrow forever and ever road. Right? John 10:28. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I, my Father, and I and my Father are one. There's a convergence for you, right? Well, let's think about it. Can you affect the world? Personally, there's the world doing what it's doing, and you certainly couldn't affect that. You can only affect your personal life. Or could you? One person's example used by God could and would be a powerful weapon against chaos here on the doorstep of America. Oh yeah, it could. In history, some have done just that. Think about the old days there, the super old days. Peter, James, John, Paul, Moses, David, King David, Stephen, Elijah, Noah. Just to name a few. Elijah. There was Elisha too. Yeah, his student. Let's not forget about Martha, Esther, Deborah, Mary. They're in there too. They're in those pages. Look them up. And may history never forget the men of God, the men of God who formed our country. This country that was built on Jesus Christ. George Washington, Abe Lincoln, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. Again, just to name a few, there were many. These are the ones who stood. In God we trust. What is at stake with incorrect or complacent testimony? Huh? What's at stake if you just miss it? What's the big deal? I didn't say anything. I was just trying to keep the peace around here. What's at stake? What could happen to those who could have been changed by a powerful you, by a powerful testimony of yours, when it was your time, when it was your time to stand? 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. You want to be one of the ones that let somebody do that when you could have told them different? I don't think so. This is your time. Make it strong, whether it be personal or on the world stage. All of it is unforgettable to your children and you. If you can, stand up for him. If the world is falling prey to the deception, but pray we the people keep standing. Let me say that again, man. If you can, stand up for him. If the world is falling prey to the great deception, which it is, pray we the people keep standing. Matthew 16 through 19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Last week, Julie was asked on the phone by a prospect for the Reddit Corp. Pretty heavy-duty prospect. And at the end of the conversation, he said, "Why do you do this?" And she said, without hesitation, "I truly believe I'm working for God." We don't know anything about this guy. At this point, she risks the client, the income, the relationship. She risks everything, but stands for God. We have not heard back from him. If you believe the enemy tests a person to prove to God incompetence, say it again. If you believe the enemy tests a person to prove to God incompetence in his believer, who then may have been on the other end of that phone? A demon? Or Ben asked me the other day, or maybe even an angel. Or was Julie God's messenger to the hopeless? I don't know. What I do know is she remained clear in the test. She remained her mind crystal clear in the test. And God will do with it what God will do. When will convergence test you? What stands in the way of you passing? passing the test? What stands in the way of me? Well, us stands in the way, right? Mark 7:21, from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. That is what we are without God. I am not with you on this day. I've pre-recorded the message, and John will deliver it on the 9th of this month. I'm in the midst of political names: Kennedy, Tucker, Carlson, Trump Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Matt Gaetz, and quite a few more. It was to be in Florida, but it has been canceled because there is storm and hurricane warnings. It has been canceled right now as I record this. However, my appointments have been rescheduled, and I will be in the midst of that this week. Pray that the Lord allow me to be whatever he needs in this environment, and that if called upon, I stand with God. In this day, as in the past, those who stand with God do, and those who do not, do not. I fought with the wording on that sentence. In this day, as in the past, those who stand with God do, and those who do not, do not. What did I think I should say? Well, I fought with it. In my mind, in my heart, in this day, as in the past, those who stand with God stand. and those who do not, do not. Yeah, I think it will, I think both of them work, don't you? As always, with the God that we serve, we are given free will. Choose wisely. Convergence, chapter 20, 2024. Will it visit you today? It is already here, my friends, in your house and in your country. Stand up and be counted. Amen. Amen.